Take 17.
You're about to meet a new personality here on WGN Radio.
Good morning, y'all.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten.
Yeah, buddy.
Look away.
Yes, it's true, Bob. Wally Phillips did start this way.
Chicago awakened this morning with a heavy heart.
This is WGN Radio Chicago, radio home of millions throughout mid-America. The time at the automatic tone, 4 o'clock.
Could we have just a little preview, a little hint of what might be in for the spring?
Well, don't you wear pink.
I so rarely do. It clashes with the red in my eyes, you know?
Here's a guy that's all over the place, just like wallpaper.
Scared me for a minute.
Bob Collins.
Alderman, with all due respect, get in the game here. Every time you turn around, something is either a liberal plot, a conservative plot, or a racist plot. Now, I'm not overreacting. Oh, no, not me.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
And the mayor of Chicago, Richard Daley, is with us. Mr. Mayor, been a long time. How you been?
Fine, Bob.
How's your conduct?
WGN Radio, Chicago.
But let's not try to diddle one another with words.
This is the Bob Collins Show.
Can you answer my question?
Uncle Bobby is listening from a different place today.
That's not my question.
Friends,
if there's something we can do for you...
Welcome.
If you're... without power.
We'd like you to meet Bob Collins.
I do have one question before we start. Where's the coffee?
Hey, Robert, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
It's a beautiful day. I'm on the back deck with my coffee and my Uncle Bobby in my ear.
I beg your pardon?
Well, you know what I mean.
And I just want to speak for the WGN audience today and tell the fellow you're about to listen to that he's going to meet a lot of great friends.
Why would you curl your hair?
I don't know if I have it. Not
Why don't
awake.
You just throw out a little babushka.
Yeah,
right.
You
know,
just wear a hat
babushka.
Like Bob.
Okay, fine.
You got
well,
an extra hat?
It's 60, yes. As a matter of fact, I do.
Okay, I wear the Bubba hat.
60, wait a minute. They ain't wearing my Bubba hat.
That was not a pretense or an affectation. He really liked people, and he wanted to be a part of their world, and he practiced that, and he belonged there.
Did I tell you, Tom, did I tell you earlier that I've been invited to be on the TV Sunday night?
I thought you hated TV.
I do hate TV.
Well, I mean, I thought you hated you on TV.
I hate me on TV most of all.
What show wants you? Test pattern?
No.
I just love the man dearly, and I never even met him.
Right. But you knew him.
Here's bad news. Actress Roseanne Arquette has decided to keep her clothes on in future films.
Too bad Nicole Kidman won't do the same.
Oh, come on. That would be nice.
She has to strip for everything.
Yes, bless her heart.
He was Chicago in the spirit. Bob and GN will go on forever.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Here we go again. I'm going to stare at life.
Incoming. Now with more on the ticket lottery, here's Dave.
I am so confused by this.
Where are you confused, Bob?
If I'm in Park Ridge with number 4183, do I go to Wrigley Field or what?
Yeah, but there may not be a 4183.
But I got it. It's right here on my band. It says 4183.
But Bob, you don't know that number exists.
I have a...
Yeah, I think your wristband's too tight.
I will forever hear that laugh.
Bob and I got into the business because of Lyle Dean.
Well, that's true.
Because you grew up
listening
to Lyle Dean.
What are you trying to do? Pick up where you left off?
Yeah, like a lot of us, I didn't sleep at all last night. And the strange part was I just lay in bed with a smile on my face.
Well, how y'all doing?